You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, you've probably heard a lot about Syria, particularly Aleppo, in the last week. But what's going on there? Max Smith reports.
To everyone who can hear me, we are here exposed to a genocide in the besieged city of Aleppo. This may be my last video. More than 50,000 of civilians who rebelled against the dictator al-Assad are threatened with field executions or dying under bombing. According to activists, more than 180 people have been field executed in the areas that regime have recently took control on by Assad gangs and the militias that support them. The civilians are stuck in a very small area that doesn't exceed 2 square kilometers, with no safe zone, no life. Every bomb is a new massacre. Save Aleppo, save humanity.
That was Lena Sharmi speaking earlier this week from Aleppo. Although since then a ceasefire has been established and thousands are beginning to be evacuated from East Aleppo, Sharmi says she remains skeptical of such an agreement. Meanwhile, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says history has been made by his government's victory this week in Aleppo. He praises the efforts of the Syrian army and its supporters in liberating the city from rebel control. Max Smith, BFM News.
I also took a look at the history of the conflict.
So in 2011, the Arab Spring revolts overthrew the presidents of Tunisia and Egypt and inspired many other countries in the region to stand up against lack of freedoms and economic hardship. That March, peaceful protests started across Syria after 15 boys were detained and tortured for having written graffiti supporting the Arab Spring. One of the boys, 13-year-old Hamza al-Khatib, was killed after having been brutally tortured. The Syrian government, headed by President Bashar al-Assad, killed hundreds of the protesters and imprisoned even more. In July 2011, military defectors formed a rebel group with the aim of overthrowing the government, known as the Free Syria Army. This is how Syria's civil war began. There were already an anger and frustration directed towards President Bashar al-Assad by a lot of Syrians. In 1982, Bashar al-Assad's father, Hafez, ordered a crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood in Hama. This killed between 10 and 40,000 people. As well as this, a severe drought occurred in Syria from 2007 until 2010, which meant up to 1.5 million people lost their income and had to migrate from rural areas into the city, many falling into poverty. Now, while religion wasn't a direct cause of the conflict, it did have a part to play in that most minority religious groups tend to support Bashar al-Assad and his government, while the most opposition fighters are Sunni Muslims. Most Syrians are Sunni Muslims, however those in power, including Assad himself, are largely members of the Alawite sect. Another thing that's had a huge role in the war is foreign backing and intervention. An international coalition headed by the United States has been bombing Islamic State targets in Syria since 2014. In September 2015, Russia began bombing Islamic State groups, as well as rebel groups backed by the West. Russia sent military to help defend Assad, several Arab states as well as Turkey have provided weapons and supplies to rebel groups. Lebanese members of Hezbollah, as well as many Iranian and Afghan fighters, are all fighting for Assad. The US is, as per usual, intertwined in a huge mess in its involvement, but basically the US said they were against Assad but held back from doing anything about it, and then in October last year, their controversial program, where it was found that they had spent $500 million to train 60 Syrian rebels, was ended. The US is a mess as usual. 5 years on, and almost 500,000 Syrians have been killed in the fighting, more than 1 million injured, and over 12 million Syrians displaced from their homes. So why is it in the news this week? On November 26, the Syrian army launched a military offensive on Aleppo. With Russian air support, the Syrian troops recaptured 90% of eastern Aleppo. In fact, on December 13th, they claimed they'd taken 98% of the region. Other than Aleppo, the Syrian government currently holds the capital Damascus, parts of southern Syria and Deir ez-Zor, and most of the area near the Syrian-Lebanese border, as well as the northwestern coastal region. The rest of the country is held by a lot of different groups. As the wars progress, there are a number of rebel groups who are all fighting for power, not just against the Syrian government, but against each other as well. The Free Syrian Army, the rebel group that first formed in response to Assad's killing of protesters, has lost a lot of its power. Islamic groups have gained a lot of power, Islamic State is involved, as well as Kurdish forces. But this week, there was a move for a ceasefire in order to evacuate civilians left in rebel-held areas of East Aleppo. That was then called off, and people were sending sending out their goodbyes. Many recorded videos and put them on the internet pleading for help. Then yesterday it was announced the ceasefire and evacuation was back on, and just over an hour ago it's been reported that at least 3,000 civilians have been evacuated. The UN says there are still around 50,000 remaining in the city. Obviously, this is an extremely complicated conflict, one that we can't aptly capture in a short report like this, but hopefully this gives you some idea of the complexity of the current situation in Syria. Amanda Robinson, 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.